Maud made a noise like, ham. And then she said, one man called in, but it wasn't for a tattoo. He just wanted directions to the new precinct. Father Anthony said he'd sold a paperweight in his gift shop. Also a leather bookmark with the Lord's Prayer stamped on it. He seemed more than happy about that. If it stays like this, I'll be closed by summer. You won't, Maud. You'll be fine. They had this conversation all the time. She said how awful things were, and Frank said they weren't, Maud. They weren't. You two are like a stuck record, Kit told them, which might have been funny, except that he said it every night. And besides, they weren't a couple. Frank was very much a single man. Do you know how many funerals the undertakers have had? No, Maud. Two since Christmas. What's wrong with people? Maybe they're not dying, suggested Kit. Of course they're dying. People don't come here anymore. All they want is that crap on the high street. Only last month, the florist had gone. Her empty shop stood on one end of the parade like a bad tooth. And a few nights ago, the baker's window, he was at the other end, had been defaced with slogans. Frank had fetched a bucket of soapy water, but it took all morning to wash them off.